Hi, I'm John Yeager, and this is a special encore edition of Bloodworks 101, the podcast designed by your friends here at Bloodworks Northwest in hopes of inspiring you to donate either time, money, or blood. You've probably heard the sad news this week that acclaimed chef Thierry Rotteroe, known around the world and around Seattle as the Chef in the Hat, died Sunday morning at the age of 64 from pulmonary fibrosis. If you ever got a chance to meet him like I did, you couldn't help but come away from the encounter with a smile. Last May, my colleague Bill Harper, who as it turns out is fluent in French, got a chance to speak with Chef Thierry about life and the importance of blood donation and our Save a Life, Save a Life campaign. So here, in honor of Chef Thierry, is that special encore edition of Bloodworks 101 that Bill called From the Heart to the Heart.
Well, here we go. It's Sunday morning. Guess what? I couldn't find anything better to do than going to give my blood. Why? There is such a high need. Come on, it's free, it's simple, those guys are super nice, welcoming, and it takes 5 minutes to do it. Just do it.
C'est délicieux.
C'est délicieux.
Bonjour, je suis Bill Harper et ça c'est Bloodworks 101. Un balado avec le but de vous donner l'inspiration de donner du temps, de l'argent ou à... Bref, je me suis trompé. Encore une fois. Hi, I'm Bill Harper and this is Bloodworks 101, an Anthem Award-winning podcast from the Pacific Northwest Primary Blood Center that's designed to inspire you to donate time, money, or blood. Bloodworks is currently hosting a region-wide campaign to partner with the Pacific Northwest's best chefs, brewmasters, and purveyors of delicious delicacies to inspire 10,000 new donors by June 30th. We're calling it Save a Life, Save a Life, and it is magnifique. And one of those chefs is Thierry Rotteroe, the French-born James Beard Award-winning chef of such Seattle culinary institutions as Rover's, Lulay, and Luke. Known as the Chef in the Hat, he's one of my personal heroes, and on a gray March Sunday, he came in to donate blood, and I sat down to ask him about his life, why food is like blood, and why now, of all times, he's asking food lovers everywhere to donate blood. Allons-y à l'entretien.
And, you know, it's like restaurants are just like anything else. And fortunately, if it's really good and really small, the guy at the helm eventually has to quit.
Yeah, I love
nobody lives forever.
Yeah.
So it brings me back to the next subject. Nobody lives forever. However, in order to live, you got to eat, you got to drink, and you most importantly have to donate blood.
Il faut.
Because your good blood is good for someone else as well. And it's so painless to do it. So simple. You just need to take the time. Make the appointment. Come and visit. In 30 minutes, you're in and out.
C'est très important.
C'est super important.
C'est impératif.
Impératif. Absolument.
Impératif pour sauver les vies.
Sauver les vies de tous les gens qui ont besoin de ce sang.
C'est super. C'est vrai. Hein.
Vraiment.
Moi aussi, j'avais la leucémie en 2010.
Oui.
Je suis là. Parce que les donneurs, c'était là pour moi.
Ouais.
Et maintenant, je travaille ici chez Bloodworks pour supporter les autres gens qui ont les maladies.
Ouais.
Et alors, c'est super de voir les gens comme vous, de venir ici et donner le sang aussi parce que...
And in the middle of all this, you speak perfect French.
How does that work?
To translate what he just said, if anybody needs translation, besides reading the white lines on the bottom of the screen, he was just mentioning how he had leukemia a few years ago. And you know what? That's what saved your life.
That's right.
All that blood collected from people donating. And it's so easy. You can save one's life so easily. One pint, one life. By the way, how are you doing today?
Great. Perfect. No problems at all.
Wow.
Just had recent surgery, so that's why the crutches. But
right.
I had a stem cell transplant from a girl from Oklahoma, and saved my life. And I got 267 transfusions of blood from Bloodworks. I was a patient at Seattle Children's for 8 years, and physicians there, they couldn't have done the work that they did for me in chemotherapy and surgeries without the blood from Bloodworks. And so...
267 pints.
Yeah.
That's 267 donation.
Yeah.
That's so little to save one's life.
Yeah.
But this is a miracle, and I mean, you look like nothing has ever happened.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's just. It's so great to come back. You know, back here and see people. And
no, of course.
Yeah,
it's like a family.
Yeah, eventually, it's good just to know that, you know, like when I was in those hospital beds at Children's, like there are people out there coming in, taking their Sunday mornings, Sunday afternoons, and taking time to save my life without even knowing my name or anything about me. So when was the last time you donated blood?
I donated blood when I was 17 years old in France. So that was, that was a long time ago. Let me see, 17. You know, I'm 62, so you do the math.
So we came to you, you know, with the Save Our Life campaign. And so what's really driving you to want to be involved in this program, be involved with us? What, like, why now?
Well, as mentioned before, you know, when we had the lunch, John, the restaurant industry is one of those industries, for some reason, you hear, I need, and somehow they show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the worst of day, broken down, you still show up.
Yep.
Why? Just because it doesn't, I think one of the main reasons is it doesn't involve cash. Mm-hmm. It only involves time. Mm-hmm. And it involves spirit. Mm-hmm. And it involves belief in the community. It involves, you know, believing in the support of each other.
Yeah.
Today I'm healthy and I'm joyful. You might be broken and hurting. You know, and that's just the way life goes. Not everybody is all at once up and not everybody is down at one time. So when you're up, you have to think of the people who are down. Because tomorrow it could be you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't donate anything in life. That's what donating means. It means you're not thinking I'm going to need it. You're thinking they need it. Right? That's what the word donate means. Donate doesn't mean you're thinking, what am I going to get back for it? That's business. That has nothing to do with donation. Donation is when your heart says, that's the right thing to do for the people that needs it. So you donate without thinking, because you can. That's all there is to it. Not, I have money so I can buy anything I want, because you can. That's a different story. This one is donation. It's from the heart. Go straight to the heart.
Yeah, donating blood is literally a gift from the heart.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Donate the soul.
From the heart to the heart. I mean,
yeah.
From one heart to another. It's like a little love story.
It is a love story.
It totally is. Love of life, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, how did Chef Rotero from a small town in France who came to America on a newspaper ad with $14 in his pocket end up in Seattle?
Started with 14 bucks in my pocket and never looked back. I was in Los Angeles for 5 years and then came to Seattle to see that same buddy had moved back up to Seattle with his wife, Caroline. And so went to visit Cyril and Caroline in Seattle and went to this place called Rovers. I just got a little review in the LA Times.
Yeah.
And little house converted into a restaurant, very small, 24 seats. Went into there, so bought the restaurant with a partner. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later, I bought my partner and never looked back.
Yeah.
Been flying solo ever since. And it's been an incredible career. You know, in the last 2 years, no, not 2 years, in the last 6 months, and I have no restaurant left. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been working. Obviously, paperwork needs to be wrapped up and all that. But in general, I don't have to go to a restaurant every day. And I start looking back a little bit, which I never done in my entire life. Mm-hmm. It's a bit weird and scary to see how much one can do in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of blood, as they say. You know, it's like a lot of sweat, lots of tears, and lots of blood is given into that life.
Yeah.
I feel like I've already worked 2 lifetimes since 14 years old.
Yeah.
You know, the average day is such a long day. It's like, I'm 62, so I'm 61. I work from 14 to 61. I'm like, that's in terms of hours, that's definitely 2 lifetime of work.
Yeah. Well, that summer that I was working in that French restaurant, it was 18-hour days, 6 days a week.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not a joke. I was 14 years old. I was skinny like a green bean, like a small kid. I wasn't tall. I was short on top of it, so that doesn't help. But, I mean, I would work 7:30 in the morning. You would come downstairs. You have your coffee, your cigarette. Non-filter, first thing in the morning. I mean, talking about the worst health ever. Most importantly, the heart was definitely taking a beating because you were pumping really hard all day long.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, you start at 7:30 in the morning. The chef would come at 7:45. We had an 1897 coal stove, all beautiful porcelain and metal, and of course iron. But every morning we'd have to fill up three times a day we had to fill up from the pile of coal and then fill up the stove. We're taking the rings off, filling up the stove. It was, I mean, looking back, I'm like, that's pretty cool. Looking in, absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And the chef would walk in, you wouldn't believe this. This person was a monster. But he would walk in and be like, were you guys not awake this morning? Like, anyway. Shaking all day long,
yeah.
Smoking bad cigarette, and eating chicken wings for dinner. You know, it's like, or whatever. It's like, it was just horrid.
Chef certainly has come a long way from those days, with three beautiful restaurants in Seattle winning the highest accolades in the culinary world. After the pandemic shut down his last two, what's next for Seattle's Chef in the Hat?
I think I'm in a stage in my life where consulting, yeah. You know, doing jobs like that perfectly. I'll use my experience to help, you know, or to input into other businesses. But physically being on the line, no way, I can't do it no more. And this is not a weak person talking, this is a smart person talking.
Yeah.
I've already spent 60 years, most of my 60 years working.
Yeah.
Is this a goal of me to die in the kitchen? Never. I am not that guy. Mm-hmm. I want to see the world. I want to see more of the diversification we have offering on this planet. I'm not the kind of person that just want one thing. I'm not monochromatic, I hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. It's been my life. It's been so fun. You know, having the chance in a lifetime to have a restaurant like Rover's where you can just play every single day at your craft is one of the biggest wish anyone should have. Well, I never knew this was going to be like that, but I'm glad I walked that life.
Yeah.
You know,
and you've contributed to the entire food culture in the city, and I think the country too.
And I'm glad I was part of that movement or part of, you know, helping or part. I don't even know if it was any help. I think it was a, you know, restaurants are like blood. You need them.
Yeah.
You need that blood to be part of your community. You know, it's part of us. What would life be without a restaurant or a bar? Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty sad. I mean, it would be very sad. We saw that during COVID, where you couldn't get out of your house, so you couldn't go into public places. How much was that missed? Tremendously. It changed our entire life. That was a very sad. I don't think people do well without the social part of life. You know, and which brings back the whole thing to what we started with. Yeah. We live in a community. We are sensing each other. You definitely need to have and donate blood because, you know, without blood, there is no life. So, you know, that great campaign that's happening right now, Save Your Life, Save a Life, is such a great momentum because all those restaurants, everyone needs to eat. And the saying is if you go out and you're going to go into a restaurant, and you're going to give life to that restaurant. Mm-hmm. The same thing is true for blood. You go to the blood works and you just donate your blood and you save a life.
Yeah.
And it's such a simple, simple thing to do. Make an appointment, show up, give your blood, save a life. I mean, in 4 steps, you just save someone's life. It's very simple.
Many thanks to Chef Rotero and all the other participants in our Save Your Life, Save a Life blood donation campaign. I like what Chef said there, from the heart to the heart. Like a sucré tarte framboise ou a formidable steak au poivre, or the last blood transfusion before a child reaches remission, the best things in life really do begin in our heart. Merci beaucoup for listening, and please remember to subscribe. I'm Bill Harper with Bloodworks 101, asking you to please go to bloodworksnw.org and make an appointment to donate blood. Merci bien tout le monde, et à bientôt!